Well, I enjoyed the win. Write this down. We've scored a power play goal in every game, the last two games, and we've won, so we've won the special teams game there. Make sure you make a note of that. You guys have been grilling us forever. I thought it was a hard-fought game. I thought both teams battled hard. I thought we wore their defensemen down as the game went on. I thought we were physical in the game. There was a lot of emotion in the game. I thought the first period was almost two different periods. The first 10-12 minutes, I thought we were real good, did some good things. And then I thought the second part of that period, we didn't manage the puck so well, but we got through the period good. And I thought there was a lot of good things. I think we're getting some contribution from a lot of players. And I think a lot of the players are doing the right thing. And I thought the third period, I thought we were really good. We didn't give them very much. I thought we shut them down pretty good, and they had some guys with some speed. They started to juggle their lines around, and you couldn't keep up to the matchups as far as the lines were going, but I thought that the guys played real responsible, and ended up with our patience, we ended up getting an empty net goal. I thought that Kane had an opportunity there with whatever it was, 3.5 minutes to go in the game, to really ice it down, and made a save. And I thought the play that Ladd rang off the bar was a really well executed play as well. We had a lot of good games from a lot of people again, and that's pretty much what we needed to get done in order to have success this last couple of games.
Well, is it fair to say that your team has stopped caring about being stylish? Is more worried now about being determined, or you call it will a lot of days, but is that fair to say?
Yeah, I think that, I think that we're... I think we're focusing on the process of winning. I think we can feel the excitement generated of being at the line, near the line. I think that's driving a lot of our game. I think that we're feeding off of each other. I think that we're not getting down at times when you might sense it before we were. And I think that our objectives seem to be in the right place right now.
You use the words satisfaction, and contentment as a reason why when you got to the line previously you slid back. You've got so much to gain this weekend. Carolina's a point ahead of you. Toronto's only a point ahead of you. You're in the playoffs. How do you get your players to get greedy at this point in time?
To get greedy?
Yeah.
Well, I think I think we're going to have to focus. It's not going to be a recipe for anything exciting for me. I think the biggest thing for us is we're just going to have to focus on the way we've been playing, build on the positives, and just focus on the game. I think we can't get too out of whack here. Like, there's a couple of things that are going to be important for me. Is I think we need to keep things in perspective. I think we've played a couple of good games where we've played the right way, we've managed pucks, we did some good things, and we're getting some good contributions, and we need to continue down that road and really not change things. You have to remember that when you play these games and you come to the line and you think you've taken these steps, you can't take your foot off the pedal. That's going to be the key for us, is to continue to play the same way. We're to me, what the difference right now is that we're emotionally involved in the game. Both with the emotions and with physicality, and I think that I think is driving our team. Our captain is playing with a lot of will and determination, and he's playing physical, and he's contributing in a lot of different ways, and I think that he's certainly taken a step in the right direction to help us. But having said those things, we're going to have to make sure that we just keep focused. There's an opponent that's going to be out here wanting to, do what we're doing right now, and we're having some success. So confidence is a good thing, but we have to recognize we're working for our confidence, and that's going to be important for us to continue down that road. Our goalie was good tonight. I thought that made some good saves. They go to the net, they put a lot of pucks at the net, and I thought he was good. He's been good for us, so I was real happy with him. Well, I think that's the contribution that you're getting from a lot of the players, and I think those are the sacrifices you need to make. There's a price to pay to win games, and right now we're paying the price, and earlier times before this, we were, in, some not so much. And you know, to me, it's the contribution from everybody in a lot of areas, whether it's making sacrifice to block shots, to get pucks out. You know, we had a couple of times in the second period, we tried to make cute plays that we rectified and straightened them out, that especially in our D zone below the blue line, and we straightened those things out. And for me, there's all the details in the game, and those are the battles and the sacrifices you make, whether it's in your D zone or whether it's inside your blue line, it's getting pucks deep, it's all those things, and I think we're doing those things.
Describe your third period.
You know what? I thought we played a good third period. I thought we managed the puck well. I thought that we didn't give them many scoring chances. They got some dangerous players. You know, Rick Nash is always dangerous. I've had him in Columbus, and he can be a game changer. I thought that in the third we limited them. I think that they got a little bit tired, but I think both teams were pretty tired just from the battle. The heavy game, but I thought that we didn't give them very much in the third, and I thought we took we had some good opportunities in the third. So I was really happy the way that we played it. I thought we played the third period on our toes and not on our heels. A big difference.
You anticipate Toronto to be as physical as it was on
Tuesday? Yeah, you know, I think they lost tonight. I think that's four straight for them, so they won't be happy campers. And you know, as we're having some success, it's tightening up everywhere here. You can see how important the games are, and the thing that I like is we're getting clean points, and I've spoken about that before. But I think the two clean points is pretty important right now. You can get that. You can see some people that are in our sights now, and it's close, and that's fuel for us. But you know, like I said before, we're going to keep things in balance. You know, we haven't won anything. We're going to keep things in perspective and make sure that we continue trying to do the right things and building off what we've done. Thanks, guys. Have a good night.
Okay, guys, we'll let you know about the schedule for tomorrow. It hasn't been determined just yet, so...